Hey,
hey,
what's going on?
Good evening, everybody. It is time for
the Page to Speak.
Yes, ooh, yes, it wait. Is. As you ooh, come on, wait. We're going to ask you to share it.
Come on now.
Share it.
It don't cost nothing to push a button.
Share.
Push a button, share it, like it, comment it. Tonight. We want you to comment. We want you to say something.
Absolutely.
We are, matter of fact, tonight I'm feeling prophetic. Who? Come on now, God. He wants to do something out here, but we're going to talk about, is there a shift? Is there a shift?
Is there a shift? Has there been a shift?
Has it?
Has there?
Who can say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There has been a shift. If you have not recognized the shift, if you are not moving in the shift, it's time for you to move. It's really, really that simple. You know, the word of God tells us there was a time that God winked at ignorance. He's not winking. He's not winking. He's not blinking. It's time for everybody to move. So as you all are seeing, if you see this post, come on, listen, we need you guys to share because we need to talk about some things.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to talk about this thing. The shift has been, we've been shifting. Oh, that's my true. God, we've been shifted about 2 years ago. I'm going to say, I might be even a little bit longer before that. I remember when God was talking about it was a fire that was coming, and the fire came. The fire came. It didn't come in the way of what we thought it would be, but the fire came and shifted everything around us. Come on, everybody knows that. Since even before the pandemic, things were starting to change. The climate was changing. God was talking about moving outside of the four walls. And guess what we're doing? Moving outside of the four walls. We're starting to really understand that God is moving his people and he's still got a plan in place. And that plan will go forth. His word will not return unto him. Boy, that's for sure.
Man.
Yeah.
So again, share, like, subscribe,
go to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Go all to Anchor it. FM, Spotify,
all of the above.
Support the Page to Speak. If you like what we're talking about, come on, bring some topics to us so we can get on it. If you want to be on here and you got something to say, bring it on.
Let us know. All right. So what is a shift?
What is a shift?
A shift is moving from one place to another. Mm. So you've been hearing many of the prophets. We've been talking about a shift for a while now.
Yeah.
And you hear many of the prophets talking about that there's a shift. There's been a paradigm shift. There's a shift. There's a shift. And a lot of people's like, okay, but what exactly does that mean? Mm. A shift is moving from one place to another. Mm. So if you have not moved, if you are the same today as you were last year and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that, and you still in the same place, you might have just missed it.
You might.
The truth of the matter is God is not operating, or he's not allowing his people to move. Because again, there was a time when he winked in ignorance, but he's calling for us all to enter into the kingdom. Many people talk about kingdom. They don't really understand kingdom. Kingdom is the king's domain. It's where the king is the rule. It's where what he says is what you do. What he says is what you say. How he tells you to move is exactly how you move and exactly how you do it. And in all those areas where we are still looking at manuals and books and strategies from 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, and you're ignoring, if you're still going into your archives and pulling up the series from 5 years ago to regurgitate it over again, you haven't shifted.
Message.
You have not shifted.
Message.
The truth of the matter is, listen, and like it or lump it, I don't really care.
Okay.
Religion, where you're doing the same things over and over again religiously, because you think that those external works is what brings you closer to God.
Come on,
listen, that's done.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. And the thing is that people are still trying to operate in religious with religious mindsets, doing the same thing over, trying to bring about justification during or through external means. And they're not walking in love, not walking in compassion, not leaving myself before walls, not trying to get out to the streets, not even trying to find the lost, still trying to stay within their clique, still trying to stay within their comfort zone, still trying to hang with people to say the same thing, do the same thing, move the same way, that we can always have a fun, a kiki, a ha-ha, a laugh, and instead of going to those people that you may not necessarily have a natural camaraderie with. Mm-hmm. But if you're walking in alignment with the kingdom of God and it's the one spirit, you're still able to recognize each other.
Mm-hmm. Ministry is becoming real.
Ministry has been real.
It's real.
And it's the time where the way that we used to do things is not cutting it. It's not effective. And God has really shifted. And not only has he shifted, he shifted people's minds. The stuff that you used to do, and this generation is coming up now, they can see through it. Like, what is that? You know, that's religious. There's no power there. The God's not even hanging in that. And I'm really not even trying to, you know, reside in it. And it's going to be one of two things. Either you're going to move along with the shift, or you're going to get out of the way of the shift. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't get out of the way, you're going to be run over, or you're going to get left in the dust. Well, you'll still be standing there and you'll see a whole bunch of dust with people that totally moved on and they have gone on, and you're going to be seeing the signs, the miracles, the wonders. Again, people are talking about kingdom. They're coming to understand kingdom. They're coming to understand that this whole Bible and this whole, all of this that we've been talking about, it's all about a government. Mm-hmm. It's all about the kingdom of God government.
Yeah.
And it's not just about religious practices where we think we can do these things and then boast and brag about what we do, boost ourselves up and talk about other people who aren't doing things the exact same way we're doing them.
God is looking for more. He's looking at more out of our culture, out of our kingdom citizens. He's looking for more than just mere words. He's looking for you to apply what you have been learning and what your mind has been shifted and changed. And the whole preparation of going through the fire and the process has brought us to a place that we're going to have sympathy, compassion. We're going to have more love. We're going to have to put our hands to the plow, stop looking back at all the old stuff, and we're going to have to move into a place where God is shifting and changing us literally before our eyes. And we're going to be reaching more, and we're going to be touching more lives. We're going to really do it with enthusiasm. We're going to look at this thing as a time sensitive. It's time sensitive. Time is winding down. I know you hear it a lot, people. Time is for real right now. We can might as well start looking at it as a time-sensitive thing in the kingdom of God. Stop looking at it like you got tomorrow, like you got this week, you got all this. God is looking for you to do some things spot on.
And see, right now, look at my little finger.
All right.
I did a boo-boo on my finger. Right. Let me move the other thing.
T-T-Fong.
Listen, right now, a lot of people are sitting there with a whole lot of mud on their face. Mm-hmm. Because it was the people that they talked about in the last season, and the people that they looked over, and the people that they dogged, and the people that they thought God wasn't going to use, that God is elevating in this season to do his work. Because it's those people that are not tied to the status quo.
Yes.
It's those people that don't care about your opinion. They don't care if you like them. They don't care if you appreciate. They don't care if you invite. Listen. People, I don't care if I get an invite, boo-boo. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
It matters not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what God is telling me to do. I'm going to teach what God is telling me to teach. I'm going to instruct, and I'm going to disrupt systems. And that's what God is calling for us to do. We have to disrupt the systems of this world. We got to disrupt them. Stop compromising with them. Stop trying to fit in with them. Stop trying to make the systems of this world into the kingdom of our Lord, because right now the kingdoms of this world are still a part of the kingdom of darkness, and the kingdom of light has to invade that mess and disrupt that. There has been a shift, and you cannot be comfortable in the status quo. It's just not there. There's been a shift. Okay, you see that there's an increase of people moving into their role of apostleship. Okay. Why? Because we're going to have to lead some people out of some dead places. We're going to have to lead some people down some roads that ain't nobody walked before. Because see, the thing is, these things in greater, we're going to have to do. We're going to have to walk in the power of God, but we can't walk in the power of God by walking in the mandates of men. It's a new season, y'all. It's been a shift.
It's been a shift. This is the time now that unification of the body is critical. Mm. There's no more big eyes, little U's. This is a collective of coming together. I don't care where you come from, what all is, it's time to come together. We're way more powerful. God is putting together his army right now of people who are willing to go ahead and disrupt, tear down, destroy, knock down, slap up. All kinds of things is happening right now. There's some people right now that are being activated before your eyes that you have never seen even operate in the spirit. God is raising up new voices, new minds, new kind of strategies, and he's bringing people onto deck that don't care nothing about what you think about them, your opinion. As long as God said it, they're going to do it, and they're going to do it with excellence and power and authority.
These people have been formed in the caves.
Yes.
So you haven't necessarily seen them. They've been formed in the dark places.
Yes.
They've been formed under pressure.
Yes.
They've been formed in hardness, in hard areas. They've been formed through being rejected.
Yes.
They have been rejected, put down, talked about, persecuted in every kind of way. In every kind of way, suppressed. Mm-hmm. The enemy has attacked them on every side. They still getting talked about, okay? Just reject the people ain't trying to be bothered with them because they not saying the same thing they're saying and doing the same things they're doing because God has shifted them because they were spending that time when they were in the caves and when they were in the dark places, they were actually hearing from God and they were actually listening to God and they were actually committing themselves to God. Then when he called them out to do what they had to do, everybody else script ain't gonna fit. Nobody else's script gonna fit because the script they received was straight from the throne room or exactly what they have to do. It's a new blueprint, baby.
Yes.
So that's why you're having the emergence of new apostles because it's a new blueprint. And the way that God is building this up, y'all ain't seen it before because the work ain't gonna be done inside the four walls. Yes. The work is going to be done in the world because he understands. Religion only prepares man to leave the earth where the kingdom empowers people to dominate the earth. That means we get to go out into the world and show them a new way. We get to go out into the world casting out devils, honey, healing the sick. Come on now. Healing the lepers. Sight to the blind, absolutely. And it's not going to be through religious means. It's by the power of God. Prophesying in the streets, honey, that's what has to happen. Mm. It's a whole new day. There has been a shift. And either you're going to get with it or you're going to get left behind. So you still talking about, whoa, when I get to heaven. Baby, listen, God done already got my ticket. Jesus has already signed my name. I am written in the book. I'm not worried about that anymore. So now what I'm looking to do is to do what God did or what he purposed to have done when he said, let there be light. And the kingdom of light invaded the kingdom of darkness. See, there was darkness all over the face of the earth. God said, let there be light. Yeah. The kingdom of light came to the earth. So now it's time for the children of light to come up out of these caves where God has had them hidden, where he's been forming them, where he's been molding them, where he's been speaking to them, where he's been instructing them, where he's been developing relationship with them. See, no other voice will they hear. They know their shepherd because they've been closed up in a cave with their shepherd for a long time. It's been a shift. Those people who you didn't know are now coming into positions of authority and power. Those places that, not the mega churches, honey. It's the little places where people are going to go to get free. There's been a shift.
Let's call it the kingdom invasion. Yeah. We're invading the marketplace. place. We're invading the world in all shapes and forms. We're invading in places where we had not been. God is using us right now to invade things, to tear down and destroy, to move into places of power, to move into places of authority. It's time to move, not just slightly. It's time to move all the way into it. It's time to walk all the way into it. God is lifting this thing of you having to sit in the pew and you waiting on some kind of thunderbolt to come through the church window. No, that's no more. God is telling you, rise up right now, man and woman of God. Rise up. Take your place.
Yes.
Move now. Don't dilly-dally. Move now into position. It just reminds me of two people on a bike. And when they take the turn, they got to lean together. The body of Christ has to be one, and we got to lean into this thing together.
Yes. Together. Unification.
Together.
It's unity. And yes. Unity is the sign of the kingdom of God. There's only one spirit, okay? And that one spirit is not schizophrenic.
Uh-oh.
He's not telling everybody a bunch of different things.
Yes.
He's speaking the same things. And let me say this too. Mm-hmm. All rights reserved in the kingdom of God. Stop getting the attitude when God tells you something and somebody else says the same exact thing that you just heard God say. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one spirit, one Lord, Savior of all. Jesus prayed that we would all be one in him. And that's what we're shifting into, oneness. So stop getting the attitude. When you say something on a Wednesday, a person that you don't know and even heard what you said says the same exact thing on Sunday, because God is bringing about unification and unity in his body. We are one. There are no walls of division. There's one kingdom. There's no walls of division. And let me help you with something else. It's only one church. It's one called out people. The people, the ecclesia, one called out people. And we're called out of the world. We're called out of darkness. And we're called into the kingdom of light. There's only one. So all these divisions, all this, my, honey, listen, it shouldn't belong to you. You may have an assignment over an assembly, but the people belong to God. God is the king. He is the sovereign ruler of his kingdom. That's right, Daniel. There is one body of Christ, and we are all part of one another. And in this season, honey, you need to shift out of all that complaining, all of that murmuring, all that whining, all that criticism of other people, all of that religiosity, all of that judgmentalism, all of that unforgiveness. You got to shift up out of that.
Yeah.
You got to shift. And if you still where you were, going in a church building, talking about somebody's skirt, talking about somebody's hat, arguing with somebody over a pew, you about to get left behind. Because that's not what God is talking about right now. That's your ego. And ego can't rule in the kingdom. But God wants to train his people to be in him and reign with him. Reign with what? Reign over the darkness. We should be able to cast out darkness, bring people out of darkness. Darkness should not have any place in the kingdom of light.
Mm.
But see, the enemy has been fooling the children of light for a long time. But God has awakened us by his spirit, whereas we are able to recognize God's spirit, and we're able to recognize when it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And this shift right here, you can't even compromise with the darkness, because it makes you sick. Once you have shifted from where you were, it leaves a net. You be sitting there like, what? Okay, I'm ready to go. You get your one finger ready to tip right on outside the door, because you know God ain't there no more, and you don't want to be there either.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a shift.
Can
you feel it?
There's a change.
Can you sense it?
It's happening.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah.
It has happened. Amen. His sheep know him,
mm-hmm.
and they know when he ain't in the place. All that self-centeredness, building only yourself, thinking about only yourself, that is OV.
Yeah.
Listen, the shift has happened.
Yeah.
We are outside the doors. We are in the streets. It's not about the building anymore. It's about coming outside the building. God shifted. Listen, everybody was so scared about Corona, and they said it was from the devil. Mm. But many people had to realize you had to get out from where you were and you had to start doing things a different way. Many people actually started ministering in the streets because the buildings were closed.
They went to online. They don't went to everywhere possible. They had the shelters now.
They tore down the walls. Place.
They didn't got outside the walls. It's not about trying to have, you know, it's just time out for the old standards.
Man, I'm seeing more
it's
people.
Old standards.
Come on
it's
now.
Old,
come on now.
Old prototype. We're in a whole new dimension. We're in a whole new realm. There is, and we're worried, and we're getting out of this place of worry. We got to understand that for God we live, for God we die.
Yes.
It's all about Him. God is going to do something even miraculously, even to the young people. The young people right now are crying for the gears of the universe.
Not only the young people. The older people who've been warming pews for the past 20 years can't get comfortable in the seats no more.
Come on.
I just can't sit down. I just can't. Because you know you ain't supposed to be sitting there. You're not supposed to be sitting on your gifts. You're not supposed to be sitting on your calling. Many of y'all can prophesy the walls down and you're just sitting there silent.
Yes.
There's been a shift. You can't even be comfortable where you were anymore. You cannot stay in those places. You cannot stay still. You cannot stay quiet. And if they won't give you an audience, make your own.
Get out there.
Get on your Facebook Live and prophesy.
Prophesy. Let them know what's coming.
There's been a shift. And you don't have to sit there in some place or in a situation that has not shifted. Move. And if they don't, hey, listen.
Move.
Get this right here. This phone right here. Grab your phone. Get your Facebook Live. Say, I am sensing the Lord is saying. Yeah. I am hearing the Lord saying. I am hearing young prophets that are coming on that are accurate, that are speaking exactly what's going on. These are not the famous names. These are not the ones that everybody know. Oh, but they accurate. You better know they hear from God to the point I'm like, hey, that's a confirmation. I hear that. I sense it in my spirit. These people are dead on. Oh, but they don't have the famous names. They don't have all the following. But what they do have is the spirit of the Lord. And what I'm saying right now, intercessors, honey, y'all need to get on the wall. And y'all can get on live too. Nothing is stopping y'all from praying the walls down. Listen, get on live and start praying. Start breaking off stuff of people's houses. Stop confining yourself to a phone line with 10 people.
Come on now. We are easily connected all around the world now. You can have people over in Texas, California. You can have people over in Brazil on your prayer line. It's time for us to bring the body together. It's time for us to tear down some of this stuff that's going on. Shift yourself. Shift it.
You're moving from one place to another. Moving from the status quo into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Pillars is getting hard. Them pillars are getting hard on them pews.
On the pillow.
They got spikes in
them. Don't talk to me about no pews.
You got to get up and go.
You got to do. Stop sitting on your gifts. Listen, Holy Spirit is in you.
Yeah.
And Holy Spirit, if He doesn't have you, if you are uncomfortable, listen. If you know that there's more in you than what you are doing right now, it's time for you to shift. Move from where you are. Get to doing what you know that you can do. Get to praying. Get to prophesying. Get to preaching. Get to speaking. Get to loving people. Come on now. It's time for us to love these people out here in these streets. Yeah. There's a whole lot of people waiting for light. Do you understand? In order to actually impact the darkness, light, you got to go into the darkness.
Come on now.
What kind of impact are you really having when you keep trying to shut up the light inside of some walls?
Yeah.
You want to have some impact, go into the dark places. Why you scared? God didn't give you the spirit of fear. He's shaking that off of you too. Yeah. Deliverance is going forth in many places.
Yeah.
Much deliverance, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power. He gave us love. He gave us a sound mind. We have everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. What is holding you back? God is telling you to shift.
But I'm going to say this. God is saying, I break that, Lord, that fear off of your life. Ooh. I break that hesitation. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break that fear. I break that hesitation. I break it all off your life so you can move in the movement that is happening right now. The revolution is happening right before your eyes. It's not a televised thing. This is not a documentary. This is a real live move of the Spirit of God. And you got to come out of it. You got to come out of that place where your tongue, I loose your tongue to speak the things of God right now in the name of Jesus. I loose your mind, everything that has caused your mind to be trapped, to be chained, to be held down. I loose it now in the name of Jesus. And I apply the blood to anybody watching right now that you are free. Ooh. We are moving in an era and a time of more freedom from religious dogmas, religious spirits, religion. Mm. We're moving out of it. We're moving into a place where we're free to walk and be basically beacons of light and spirit in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Healing and miracles. I speak it
hallelujah
to come from the hands of those God who have put on the earth, of those who are ready to move. Move now in the name of Jesus.
Listen, many of you have been uncomfortable.
Yes.
You've been uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's time to shift. Okay? Y'all haven't been comfortable in what you're doing. Y'all been sitting down on your gifts. Mm-hmm. You've been going along just to get along. You've been, I don't know. Listen, God has been speaking. He's been making it clear. He's been moving a lot. Okay? Don't get left. The truth of the matter is, in the times when it is the darkness, when it's the darkest, and we've been talking about the plagues, the sickness, the things with the government, the racism rising back up, hatred, all kinds of division. That's when it's time for the children of light to move forward. See, the truth of the matter is, many times we holding ourselves back, and God is telling you to shift.
Some of that stuff is adding fire to the people of God. Ooh. A lot of the stuff that we're seeing in this system, in this world system, has lit up. God has used to light a fire of others. Some of us looking like a pot of hot dogs boiling up. Looking like a pot of hot dogs getting plucked. It's time for you to do something. It's time for you to do something. And now, it's not about waiting until somebody ordain you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about that. God is already giving you what you are supposed to do way before you ever get a sheet of paper.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has already done this already in you. See, the people gonna notice what God has done in you. That's your real authenticity and your real positioning is coming from God, not man. Man recognizes it, but God has already done it.
Listen, let me
long before.
When God calls you, he calls you.
Yes, by your name.
You know when God has called you to do something and he's going to get you to do it. And I have to tell you something else.
Yeah.
It's not always going to look like what it's looked like before. Many of us, God is moving into the workplace.
Yes.
Many of us, he's giving us businesses and things to minister to the masses.
Come on.
You will be ministering while you're working your business.
Yes.
And it's a kingdom business.
Yes.
Many of you, he's called out of the world and has brought you to establish kingdom businesses, and he's also pouring out kingdom finances. And the kingdom finances is not for you just to get fat.
Ooh, okay.
The kingdom finances that he's pouring out is for you to advance his kingdom mandate, to go into all the world preaching the gospel. Let me tell you something, honey. Hungry people ain't trying to hear you talk.
Yes.
So that means feed the hungry. Jesus fed the hungry. It means heal the sick. It means cast out demons. Are you scared to cast out a demon in your business?
Come on now. Because it's going to call for that.
It's a kingdom business.
You got people on
anoint the doors. Play your music. Entertain everybody with love.
Come on now.
Everybody, let everybody who comes into your presence experience the love of God and allow God to use you to speak life. Stop criticizing everybody. Stop judging everybody. Start loving everybody. Listen, it's time for us to walk like Jesus walked.
Yes.
Jesus walked casting out devils. Mm-hmm. Okay? Healing the sick. Mm-hmm. And he spoke, the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's been a shift. The kingdom of God is at hand. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the enemy don't want you to know who you are, but you already know.
Shit.
You know it's something different about you.
Yes.
You know you're not who you used to be.
Shit.
You know you got power and something to do. Mm. Are you doing it? Step into it.
Step into it.
Step into it. Just step into it. Step into it. Just do it.
It's time to dominate. God has given you dominion. It's time for you to walk in it. It's time for you to dominate. It's time for you to declare. It's time for you to speak those things that be not as if they were. It's time for you to stand out. Get out of that boat. Get out of being comfortable. Walk on the water. God is already bidding you to come. It's
yes.
time to walk. All this stuff about staying there, being comfortable is over. It's time for you to dominate and walk on.
God is making all of us more conscious of his will.
Yes, he is.
And if when you are conscious of his will and what he really desires and how much he loves,
yeah,
how much he loves, you got to walk in it. You got to walk in this thing. You got to step out of the hatred, the anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, cliques, icks, all of that.
Yes.
You got to step out of it because he is calling for unity, unification, all of us. Listen, it's time out for 10 churches up and down a two block area on both sides of the street. That don't make no sense.
Mm-mm.
We can't even get together to work together.
Mm-mm.
We can't get together to worship together.
Yeah,
because we're too busy looking at the stuff that's different. Do you not understand that all of the disciples were different?
Yeah.
They came from different backgrounds. They came from different mindsets. You had people who were zealots. You had people who were tax collectors and lawyers, legalists. You had people who were fishermen, uneducated. You had all kinds of people. But they came together and they were unified under the mind of Christ. They were unified. Let that mind be in each and every one of us. It's time to shift. It's not about our ego. It's not about us bragging. It's not about us building up this flesh. It's not about us building up a resume so people can look at us better. It's not about the opinions of men. It's not about anybody's opinion. It's about coming into alignment with God's will.
Yeah.
And allowing God to do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. There has been a shift. There has been a power pour. There has been a power pour, y'all. And y'all need to reach up and grab a hold to it. Let me tell you, there's a power pour where you can pray something today and it manifests tomorrow. Things are moving quick. Stuff that you used to have to wait for, you'll see it in a week. You will talk about it today and see it next week. Within 10 days, he'll tell you today, and within 10 days, you'll see it. It's been a shift. God is moving quickly, very, very quickly, to the point where he'll bring somebody to you today and use you to turn their entire life around within 24 hours. When you put yourself in position of the shift, God has poured out his power. He's poured out his spirit. He's given you everything you need. He's trying to tell you of your identity. He's trying to come you to the understanding of your power. He's trying to get you to walk in your dominion. There has been a shift, and everything is moving very, very quickly. Very quickly. You're not having to wait for stuff. When you pray according to the will of God, it happens quick. There's been a shift. You got to come into alignment with it. You got to stop playing with it. Stop tiptoeing about it, and stop trying to run back to the flesh pots. Okay? When God brought Egypt out of captivity, they get out into the wilderness, and because it's not what they expected and not what they were used to, they wanted to go running back to the flesh pots. And all the waste of what the Egyptians wouldn't eat that they would throw out and put into pots. So back now we call it what, chitlins and hog maws and pig's feet. And okay, we can make something out of it. We can make something out of it. But God is saying, I'm trying to bring you to something. I want you to sit at my table. I don't want you to eat just the waste from the world or what nobody else wants to get. He said, I want you to get the big. I want you to get the most. I want you to get the fullness. I want you to eat like you're in my kingdom. I want you to eat like you're my children. I want you to walk in my power because you are my children. I have adopted you and brought you into the family, but you have to shift. You got to move from where you are and get to where he is. It's really just that simple.
Amen. That's the name of the Lord.
Get to where he is. There has been a shift. So you're going to see the emergence. You're going to be seeing a lot of apostles step into their roles. You're going to see a lot of prophets come to step up into their roles. Evangelists, we need more and more evangelists. It's time for them to step into the role. And it's not just the pastor's pet or the, you know, come on, teachers. Okay. It's time for them to step up into their role. Not just the pastor's pets. Okay. Not just the cousins and the sons and the daughters. Okay. Why are we sitting on pews when we got a world that's running around in darkness? Why are we sitting around when we've been given power to change the entire world? Why are we sitting on it? Oh, you haven't been commissioned yet? Or you haven't gotten your title yet? Listen, I know who I am. I know who I am.
Yes.
You have to know who you are. So I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. For those who know that something has changed and they're not where they used to be, I need you to get into a cave. I need you to get into that quiet place and get your download straight from the throne room. Because let me tell you, God is no respecter of persons. And if you're unable to hear from God, there's some places where he can help you. Let me give you a few. Come to EKLM. You can go to Walk in the Spirit. You can go to Evangel. You can find Cutting Edge Ministries. Okay? Oh, they will activate you, teach you how to hear in the spirit. Okay? So we don't charge for that.
Come on, man.
We'll teach you, we'll activate you, we'll get you moving, and then we'll use you so that your gift don't run dry.
Come on, man.
Okay? Hallelujah. Get someplace where they're moving outside the walls. And let me tell you this, and I don't know about any place else, but most of the places I named, you don't have to place a membership because they're kingdom-minded. When you're kingdom-minded, what you want is for the kingdom will and purpose to go forth. Now, should you bless them for helping you? Absolutely. Bless them for helping you. Because as you pour into the people of God, God's going to pour even more into you.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you, oh, it should be. Pour into them. Not a necessity, but just because you know that's what you ought to do. But go. Get some training. Get some activations. Apostles, Prophets, Institutes, API.
Yeah.
Start registering for classes. Let's get there. Let's do this. You got to hear. You got to be able to speak. Those same places I named, you need some deliverance, come get it. Ain't nobody scared of no demons. I saw on here earlier, Apostle Sonia Green. Oh, she'll cast a demon out of you. Look her up. Hit her up on Facebook. Say, I need some help. Okay? There are people out here with resources to help you get into the place you need to be so that you can do what God has called for you to do. There has been a shift. And if you know you ain't comfortable where you are, come get some help to get to where you need to be.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Come get some help. to get to where you need to be. So, okay, I got some questions. How to do the shift? How do you do the shift? Get into your closet. Get into your cave. Allow God to speak to you. Allow him to direct your steps to where you need to go to get what you need to be activated and moved with power into your shift.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How do you move in the shift? You move in the shift by being obedient to the voice of God. So learn how to hear the voice of God. Get some help. We'll help you. Hear the voice of God. Move by what he's saying. And also listen to your Holy Spirit. Many of y'all saying, something told me. Something's telling me if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you've invited Holy Ghost to come dwell within you, okay, it's not something, it's someone is telling you. Yeah. Someone is pulling you. Someone is pushing you. Someone is guiding you into position so that you can operate in what God has shifted us to. We've shifted from religion, from the buildings, into kingdom and a place of dominion where the entire world will be changed. Mm-hmm. I'm done talking.
Power to the people.
Pastor Joe.
Power to the people.
Amen.
God's power to the people. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God's power to the people.
I'm going to say this. The war will not be televised.
Come on, man.
But the victory will be seen.
Yes, it is.
The war will not be televised, but the victory will be seen. So don't look for it on TV. It's not where you're going to find it. You need to get in there where the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling and moving freely.
Yes.
How do you do the shift? How you move in the shift? By moving according to the Holy Spirit. Don't quench him.
Yes.
Don't quench Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost.
Now, if y'all want a step by step by step, okay, maybe we can do that. Maybe.
Some of you have got too spiritually fat. It's time to lose that weight. It's time to get out there. It's time to move. When you move, you start to get strength. You start to get a little bit slim, able to be agile in the spirit. You know, a little flexibility in the spirit. It's time. It's time. No more excuses.
Hallelujah.
No more excuses.
Holy Spirit is speaking.
Holy Spirit.
Those who, that's right. That's right, Pastor Jason. You follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
No more excuses.
It's one Lord.
Holy Ghost is speaking.
And as all of us that and all of us that are leading the unctioning of Holy Spirit, all of us that are bowed down with our ear to the throne, we're all one. No walls. Tear down the walls. Tear down the division. Move. All of y'all who have gifts, move. Move in your gifts.
Let's go.
God gifted you for a reason.
Yes.
Not just for you to get fat. It's for the kingdom.
Let's go.
It's time for dominion. It's time to change the world, y'all. It's time to shift.
All right. Amen. Talk about
Gracefully losing my religion. Listen, if you didn't know, I hope you do know, I am called to be a disruptor.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
Get the book. Yeah. It'll probably disrupt some mindset that may be just keeping you a little bit bound to religiosity so that maybe you can walk in the kingdom of God where the underlying rule of the kingdom of God is love.
Yeah.
So, gracefully losing my religion, learning to walk in love. Hey, that's what it's all about. Because understand this, God is love. When you're able to walk in love, you're able to walk in the very nature of God himself. That's kingdom. So get the book. I ain't going to dwell on it too much. Get the book. It'll help you.
All right. The revolution. Hey. Won't be televised, but it will be seen. I like that.
Victory.
That's will be seen. This whole
sermon
right there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anyway, has there been a shift?
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Get with it.
I'm rolling with God till the wheels fall off, baby. That's what's up.
Amen. This has been the Page to Speak. I'm Pastor Stephanie Page.
And I'm Joe Nathan Lee Page.
Shift.
Shift with it. Shift with God.
Till next week. Oh, what? Next week. Oh, this is something that'll probably help you shift. Why is the church so scared of astrology? When the heavens declare the glory of the Lord.
Come on.
What don't you know? What do you need to know? And why you need to stop being scared of everything?
Right.
And learn some stuff. Anyway, we're going to talk about that next week. Join us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stephanie Page.
I'm Joe Nathan Lee.
For the Page to Speak. Until next time. Shit.